Okay, tell me this. Do you remember your first periods? All the blood, the hush-hush conversations, and the list of bizarre rules that might have made you feel like an untouchable? Period stigma in India is way more pronounced than any of us would like to believe. And even those who have been lucky enough to never face it at home must have encountered it outside at some point in life. I, for instance, have an aunt who won't let you sit on the bed or even the living room sofa if you are menstruating. Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Shah School Podcast, celebrating women's victories. I am Nisha, along with my sister Isha.
Woohoo! Hello everyone. Born in Jharkhand at a very premature age, the thought of a business jumped into her mind. Aditi's family was conservative. She had to sleep in a separate area of the house, wash her clothes, and not be allowed to touch a place of prayer. She was not allowed to buy sanitary pads, thus had to use the clothes for the sake of family respect. Wah! She was shocked and disappointed with the lack of consciousness and discussion around this topic. This proved out to be the inspiration of her business, Menstrupedia.
So what's this Menstrupedia? It is an educational comic that has been specifically designed to fight the period stigma. It was back in 2012 that Aditi and her husband Tuhin left their jobs to work on the comic. 8 years later, wow. The booklet is a part of the school curriculum in over 10,000 schools, available in almost all Indian languages, and it has enabled schoolgirls to become menstrual educators themselves.
Also everyone, it has started raining, so bear with us. Now, continuing, and Aditi's word, quote, "The idea was to collectively raise a generation of women who are free of menstrual taboo, and I can see that happening," unquote. Also to highlight, this comic talks about puberty, physical and emotional changes, also nutrition and how to take care of yourself during the cycle. Give this book to a girl and she will be empowered to talk about menstruation on her own. The interesting part is the booklet features four characters, namely Priya Didi, Jia, Meera and Pinky. Through storytelling and experience shared by these characters, the whole narrative unwinds into lessons and teaching points on menstruation. Well, let's now talk about the problems. In India, 1.3 crore girls reach puberty every year. And 27%, everyone, 27% of these girls start to drop out of school. Reaching out to each one of them is a huge challenge. Secondly, the perception that period stigma is only a rural problem is also a huge challenge. The taboo is everywhere and needs to be addressed accordingly.
Okay, so lastly, the school textbooks are all messed up. Girls hit puberty as early as they are in grade 5. However, the chapter about menstruation comes up much later in the course, and then even the language is so problematic. Let's see what they have next on the page. Puberty and boys. The conversations on masculinity start when the damage is already done. We have to raise our boys right, and they are working on this book called Gullu. Definitely reminds me of my childhood friend. It talks about boys' puberty and will enable parents to talk about masculinity. It also addresses other difficult conversations like masculinity, addiction, bullying, how to behave around girls, personal hygiene and nutrition. Trust me, we want to fix the broken sex education scenario in India.
Having said enough, let's move on to her achievements. Aditi Gupta is World Economic Forum Global Shaper and made it to the Achievers list of Forbes India 30 Under 30 in 2014 for her work towards breaking the taboo around menstruation. She is an International Visitor Leadership Program alumni. Her work has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, CNBC and BBC. She aspires to create a future where menstruation is not a taboo but a welcoming change in a girl's life. So let's conclude by saying, no one else sees it, no one else wants to. Only she can see the beauty in her blood.
This was us, Isha and Nisha, saying goodbye. Until next time.